me now. Walk away.
Welcome to RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. I am your host and CEO of RAWF, Lord Amadeus. And with me, as he always is, the lovable luchador himself. Ladies and gentlemen, he is El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, senor. ¿Cómo está?
Not too bad, not too shabby. It is 1 week out of Philadelphia Freedom now. We are six days out from Philadelphia Freedom. We have some already surprising results. Not all the matches are done, however, but we can at least discuss some of the ones that did happen here in just a little bit. But with that being said, I'm sure everyone is anxious to hear about the rankings. So, El Vega, would you like to kick us off with the rankings tonight?
I'm sure. I can do that right out of the gate. Why not? Give me one moment here. I wasn't quite ready for that. All right. So, everybody ready? We got the rankings coming. We all know how this works, right? So, this is 9 out of 10 matches, which means the only thing left here is how you do at pay-per-view. And I think perhaps pay-per-view and the pre-pay-per-view scene, maybe? I don't know. You'd have to ask the blonde man about that. All right, here we go. In 25th place, we have the Lord of Pain, the Nunzio. In 24th place, we have the most happily made man in the company to date, the unsettled Chris Gage, because he's local in the company. In 23rd place, we have the Brick City Bard, Liam O'Shaughnessy. In 22nd place, we have Hachachaz. It's just never going to get boring. Every time. Right. In 21st place, we have the Immortal Griffith. In 20th place, we have the Cougar. In 19th place, we have the Tigress. It's like a little kitty section in the thing. She's got weaver dead, isn't she? Yeah, she is. I shouldn't have said that. All right, in 18th place, we have the In tied for 16th, we have Marcus Conan and Deez. In 15th place, we have Clickety Clack. It's a hobo attack. That's right. Hobo Ezekiel in 15th place. In 14th place, we have Mr. Purple himself, the Paragon of Greatness. 14th with a pickle. All right. In 13th place, we have the Hell Machine, Luke Cage. In 12th place, we have Mabel Hare.
Hola, Mabel. I see what there. Como esta? I talked to you a little bit. Okay.
All right. Right. In 11th place, we have Denzel the Giant.
He's pretty big. I have to hear. I have a grand. He's pretty big. All right.
In 10th place, we have, again, this doesn't mean 10th place. Simply the best. 10th place. Okay. Right. In 9th place, we have Papa Shaker. In 8th place, we have Claymore. In 7th place, we have Rattlesnake Ron. I don't think so. I'm very familiar with them. We have lots of those. In 6th place,
did you just make a rattle noise?
You
just made a rattling noise. That's cute. Okay.
Is that a problem?
No. I was amused. I am amused. But continue. Sorry.
Where was I? In 6th place, we have the title machine, Mithras. In 5th place, we have Nightcrawler. In 4th place, we have Teflon Sheik. In 3rd place, we have the Hawkster Bully. In 2nd place, we have Lady Vex. And in 1st place, we have Domino Warrior. So there you go. That is the top 25 as it stands. And like I said, I don't know how much room for movement there is at this point other than, you know, how you do with the pay-per-view. You want to address that, Blondie?
Yeah, so 9 out of 10 matches. This is everything but the pay-per-view, and I have not scored the preview scene either. So that being said, you still have a couple days to post in the preview scene, although it's kind of redundant to post in the preview scene now that the pay-per-view is pretty much over, or at least nearly over. But you can still post in there if you need to. Excuse me. And of course the pay-per-view scene, you should probably post in there as well. So you probably have about a little less than a week left to make any scenes you need to make, and to do any trash talking you need to do. All right. So with that being said, we look at that top 25. It is very interesting to say the least. We've got, of course, Domino Warrior, Lady Vex, Hawkster Bully, and Teflon Sheik as the top 4 possible contenders to the World Heavyweight Championship. Of course, We don't know whether Sheik will actually be world champion or not. That match is still ongoing between him and the Immortal Griffith at Philadelphia Freedom. So the world title still in the air. Other results from Philadelphia Freedom we'll get to in just a little bit. However, we got some GM reports to get to first. Let's find out from Unstoppable what the tag team scene is looking like. Tags report, round two will be posted shortly, and the extra points tournament will be closing after the radio show. If you haven't signed up yet, this is your last chance. So you folks have till the end of the radio show to sign up for the extra points tournament for this rankings period. By the way, the round robin that went out on Wednesday, I normally put in new period begins into that round robin for the first period. I did forget this week, but that is the first matches of this rankings period, the ones that went out on this past Wednesday. All right, other GM reports we have here, the Cougar with her high voltage invitational. High voltage signups will close after the radio show, so you have till after the radio show tonight to join the high voltage. Tournaments will start within 24 hours. Congratulations to the new white lightning champion, Hobo Ezekiel. There's a spoiler. Well, I mean, kind of. Hobo Ezekiel beating Chris Cage for the White Lightning Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. Making it into Season 6 are simply the best, Mithras, Wolfie, and Chris Cage. If any of them do not wish to keep their spot, Cougar needs to know ASAP so she can get the next person. Anything goes. Round 2 has started. Remember to follow the stipulations posted in both the scene and the match. So that is anything goes. We are getting our first Ultimate Gauntlet report from this man. Been a couple of weeks since we've heard from him. Let's bring in.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line outline. Everything is mine. From the grid to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. Go and have your family slam. Fuck around, beat a neck, hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cage. Can't see me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rats that creep in my flesh for weeks. And the maggots still sleep by the open wounds. Press like a
bag. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, good evening.
Good evening. It feels good to be back, and just like that, it is also good for the Ultimate Gauntlet to be back because we have a successful retention of the championship, which means that there will be the Once in a Blue Moon company message going out to start the new season of the Ultimate Gauntlet. But for the people who are currently signed up, do not worry. That does not mean you have lost your place in the Gauntlet. Everyone who is currently signed up will keep their space. But anybody who is listening right now who is not currently signed up for the Ultimate Gauntlet, I would strongly suggest you go by the page, you sign up right now, because as soon as that company message is going to go out, there's going to be a lot of fresh signups for the Gauntlet. You're going to lose your place. You're going to fall way down that list. It could be a while before you get your opportunity. The listeners here at RAWF After Hours get a special early sign-up attempt here because they get to hear that I'm going to be making that company announcement either tonight or tomorrow afternoon. New season of the Ultimate Gauntlet. Get out there and sign up, everybody.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. Stick around. We'll talk to you more in a little bit. We have a Hatfield McCoy report here. The new season of Hatfield McCoy will start when the title match is done, which is still ongoing. So the signups are still open until that match is over. So there's that in 32-1 from Raven. We have... Hold on a second. 32 to week one has now been posted. So that is where 32-1 stands. And So we got all of those reports vacant, but we've got something new on the horizon. Well, not on the horizon. Sign-ups for a new event are currently out. We are bringing back a very old event, one that was way back in the days run by this man, or RAWF Hall of Famer, Aggie. He is bringing back his insane mofo division. Let's listen to what Aggie has to say.
Hello, RAWF. Aggie the Crown Prince of Hell here. And do you have what it takes to be the craziest bastard in RAWF? That's right. The Insane Mofo Division and title is back. 4 weeks. One show each week. You could find yourself in a saloon. You could find yourself in my Hell's Frozen Overmatch and in that ring where I've created such a demented place. Claymore knows what that's about. You could find yourself in an old school hardcore match. Each ring, each location will be derived from my demented mind. So, the question is, do you have what it takes to be the most insane mother effer in RAWF? It's simple. 4 weeks. One show per week. 20 points for each win. Additional points up to 15 for following the match stipulations, and an additional 10 points each week for posting your promo and result and scene. At the end of 4 weeks, whoever the top two with the most points will go for the title the next week. So, you have 10 days, RAWF, to sign up. Get into the scene. I send a message to everybody that's in the world title division, which means that's everybody that is currently active in the company. You all have a chance, 10 days, to show me, the Clown Prince of Hell, that you have what it takes to be the most insane bastards and bastardesses in RAWF. Now, added with that, Cosa Nostra. We've gotten stronger, so the roster needs to look out. So it was written, so it shall be.
Bastard. Did he just say bastard S's?
He kind of...
Is that a word?
I don't think it's word. Again, not first language, but I'm pretty sure he made that up.
Bastard S's.
I have one question, though. Like, he tried to talk about, like, you know, art, can you be insane and over the top and blah, 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 but then he couldn't say motherfucker. I think, like... I'm confused.
At any rate, he will be here next week. By the way, he also asked me to mention that he will be, for the inaugural champion, the first champion, be making a championship belt and sending it to their manager. So that is what he has stated, just for the first champion only, though. He did this back, the original Insane Mofo Division back in the day, the Prince of Wales receiving a homemade title belt from Aggie for becoming the very first Insane Mofo champion. He will do the same for the first person to win that title in this new event. So we will talk more and learn more about that event hopefully next week right here on After Hours. Aggie scheduled to be here then. All right. Just a reminder, folks, tonight it's the Saturday Night Championship evening. Denzel the Giant, the reigning Saturday Night Champion, will defend his title against somebody in the chat that is an RAWF to be determined by the championship committee. All right. So we will find out who that will be here at near the top of the hour as the championship committee is watching all of you very, very closely. I'd be very worried. Anyways. All right, so we have all the GM reports out of the way. We have, let's talk about the Xanthar to Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. It is currently in the semifinals, El Vacant. We have our final four, if you will. They are Lightning Leanne, Maeve O'Hare, Sassy Applebee's, and Menzino. Three of the four finalists, ladies. That's a first for Xanthar to Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament history. So we have Lightning Leanne taking on Maeve O'Hare, Sassy Applebee's taking on Menzino in the semifinals. All four of those people guaranteed now 20 million coins and 2,000 wrestler bucks apiece. So congratulations to all of them. We will see who gets more money out of it in the coming weeks. Hopefully we will find out more next week. All right. With that being said, El Vacant, here's what happened so far at Philadelphia Freedom. The biggest upset, a huge upset, I consider it, as the longest reigning men's championship title reign is over at about 15 months, as Deez has defeated the Immortal Griffith to win the men's championship. Griff himself said Deez was tough enough, had the ability. He is the self-proclaimed Mr. RAWF pay-per-view, but I consider this possibly the biggest win of Deez's career. Would you concur with that?
I think he had two other shots at Griffith for this title and was never able to manage it. And, you know, this time he had a very convincing match, so good for him.
Congratulations, Deez, a monumental victory. He is the new men's champion. Liam O'Shaughnessy is your new FUBAR City champion after defeating simply the best in the streets of Philadelphia, Liam O'Shaughnessy, and now a two-time FUBAR City champion. Congratulations, Liam O'Shaughnessy. We have a new White Lightning champion, as mentioned earlier, Hobo Ezekiel, defeating Chris Cage to become the new White Lightning champion. So congratulations to Hobo.
That seems fitting. At least we finally have someone with that belt that will actually drink this stuff.
Yeah. What? Wait, what? White Lightning. Not Hobo.
Yeah.
Not, huh?
Have you ever had White Lightning? Have you ever had it? Have you ever drank it?
No. I didn't know.
Just don't do it. I mean, it's not as bad as Hobo, but it's bad. It's basically like take some kerosene, wave an apple over it, and then drink it.
All right. With that being said, Killer Neptune is still your champion's choice champion after defeating the Razor. And the Immortal Griffith retained both the Supreme Fighter and Ultimate Gauntlet Championships against Strangleheart and Lady Vex, respectively. So while Griff did lose one belt, he keeps at least two of them. And, of course, the World Heavyweight Championship still currently underway, still currently up for grabs, as are the Platinum Dragon, National, Estrogen, Midnight Hobo, Triple Crown, Multimedia Championship match is also over, as Slashy has retained that against Kane the Governor. Tag Team Championships, I do believe, is still up for grabs, as is the Hatfield and McCoy. Hopefully we should have all the results next week here on After Hours. In other matches at Philadelphia Freedom, Rattlesnake Ron defeating Beast in a FUBAR City Street Fight, Nightcrawler defeating Chris Sharpestein in a FUBAR City Street Fight, and Necro G winning the Dr. Lovenomics, Necro G defeating Aaron McFadden in their flag match. So those were all the major victories from Philadelphia Freedom. And of course, hopefully more results next week. All right. With that being said, El Vacant. Where was I going to? Oh, Liam O'Shaughnessy winning the FUBAR City Championship for the second time against Simply the Best. Like I said, we had FUBAR City street fights all night in Philadelphia, it seems, and some of them are still going. But this one was particularly interesting because it was for the FUBAR City title. Liam O'Shaughnessy, now a two-time FUBAR City champion. Your thoughts?
I mean, as you recall, I, that's how I picked that match. I thought he would. I'm certainly not surprised. Good for him. It's good to see him hold around his waist again. I think, you know, he's a good, ambassador. He's a good ambassador for the brand. And I think it's funny too, because he comes off as such this clean cut guy, and then we drew him in a street fight and he just like beat somebody up.
Liam O'Shaughnessy definitely proficient in street fights. However, still under huge suspicion for being the one that killed Hobo Ezekiel's pet or friend or whatever he was, Mama Moose. And there's been some damning evidence out there, provided by not just by Hobo Ezekiel, but by Simply the Best, that it might very well have been Liam O'Shaughnessy that did the killing of Mama Moose. Some pretty damning evidence. Have you been a privy to this?
I mean, look, we've seen quote unquote damning evidence before that turned out to be, you know, complete poppycock, you know. So until I see like, you know, like, hey, here's undoctored video of him, you know, going stabby town on a moose, I'm going to question it.
Well, I mean, and Liam, of course, is saying that evidence is a farce. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I mean, we can't.
Would an RAWF champion lie?
Well, yes. It's not like it's never been done before. But,
all right, fair enough.
We shall find out. Hopefully we will get more on this situation as the weeks progress. But right now, from what I've seen, what's been put out there by Simply the Best and others is pretty convincing against Liam O'Shaughnessy. But we will see. Not to say I will not say you're guilty, Liam, but I'm just saying right now, if I was on the jury, yeah, at any rate.
It is not looking good,
to say the least. Okay, so right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a situation with the Powerball. The Powerball Contendership Tournament for the first time has not finished. It's a week past the pay-per-view. Right now, Rattlesnake Ron taking on Big F and Hitman to see who will face off with Simply the Best for the Powerball Championship. Let me make sure. Simply the Best for Powerball Championship. Once that tournament is done, that Powerball title match will happen at the very first Superstars after the win. All right. So, was it? All right. So, things going. We now look forward, El Vacant, to Tropical Aggression, August 8th in Puerto Rico. First ever RAW pay-per-view in Puerto Rico. You've been to Puerto Rico, of course, I'm sure.
Oh, El Vacant.
Talk to me about what we can expect in Puerto Rico here in just a few weeks.
Hot.
Yeah?
Expect hot, because we're going to Mexico, well, not Mexico, but, you know, south of the border in August. It's not really really we should be doing that in, like, November, December. You know, we should go into, like, Alaska in August.
No, who goes to Alaska in August? Well, I guess
smart people. Greenland is lovely this time of year. Iceland, beautiful.
Oh, Iceland's really beautiful with that volcano bearing down on the capital city. Yeah, sure.
Well, that's true. Right now, maybe we don't go to Iceland, but I mean in general. In August, Iceland is a nice place to go.
Besides, I don't know that I could pronounce the capital of Iceland. It's like Reykjavik.
Reykjavik.
Gesundheit.
Rake, like the thing with the lawn. Rake.
Uh-huh.
Rake.
Reiki. What?
Bitch.
Reiki.
Like
Reiki,
a Russian guy say, bitch.
Bitch? Reiki a bitch?
Well, yeah, but say it like you're Russian, so it's a V instead of a B.
Oh, okay.
Reiki-a-vich.
Reiki-a-vich. That sounds like a casserole. All right. Well,
I mean,
whatever.
It probably has like fermented shark or something in it.
I don't know that it would be very profitable to go to Reykjavik at any time of the year, let alone right now when there's, like I said, a volcano bearing down on the freaking capital city. But
I mean,
anyway.
For the record, I have no idea if they have an arena that could hold an event of one of our sizes. I don't know. I'm just saying the weather is nice.
I mean... All right, but Tropical Aggression, August 8th, live from Puerto Rico. Me, in the meantime, superstars, ladies and gentlemen, will be spending most of our August, most of the next 4 weeks in Florida, as we look to the schedule here, as I have it. Tomorrow's superstars will come to you live from Pensacola, Florida, the Pensacola Bay Center, or Coastal Center, whatever. I think it's Bay Center. Pensacola Bay Center. The main event on tomorrow's Superstars, the Hawkster, the new Superstars champion, will defend against Domino Warrior in our main event tomorrow on Superstars. So, and of course, we'll schedule some other matches here later in the show for Superstars. I got the wheel out here. I know you love this wheel, don't you, El Vega?
Spinny thingy.
You like? Did you just call it a dingy thingy?
Spinny.
Oh, spinny thingy. Okay. Florida. Yes, Florida in July. My God, what?
You know. The entire state of Florida basically shuts down for 2 months. Like, people don't go outdoors. You know what one of those months is? July.
Well, we're not going in July. We're going in August.
Even worse. No, I thought in August we were going to Puerto Rico.
Oh, right. Good point. Well, we're still going to Florida in August.
Here's the funny part. It's actually nicer in Puerto Rico than it is in Florida because it's an island, so it gets the sea breezes all the way around it, so it actually maintains some of it. You know, it cools it down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, Pensacola tomorrow, Orlando next week on the 25th, Jacksonville, and on August 1st, Miami is the schedule, city schedule, for the upcoming month, and then, of course, Puerto Rico for Tropical Aggression on the 8th. After that, we're going to go across the pond to some places like Ireland, England. We'll probably make a stop in Paris, and who knows where else we'll end up. But, yeah, international tour happening after Tropical Aggression. So just letting people know what we plan on going. Yes, Maeve, I said it. Ireland. Dublin, to be precise. All right. So, let's see here. I tell you where I want to start off. Let's start off with, while she was not victorious at Philadelphia Freedom, right now she is currently primed in position to get a major title contender match next week if everything pans out for her. Let's bring on the RAWF Hall of Famer.
I'm not your friend. I won't turn you into them. You think that you're a man. I think that you're a pimp. I'm not your friend. I won't turn you into them. You think that you're a man. I think that you're a pimp. I'm not your friend. I won't turn you into them. You think that you're a man. I think that you're a pimp.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is Lady Vex Diablo. Vex, good evening.
Good evening, LA. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So Unfortunately, not able to wrest that Ultimate Gauntlet Championship away from the Immortal Griffith at Philadelphia Freedom, but it was a hell of a match. Talk to me about the match and how it all went down.
You know, it was pretty even, Steven, and then someone had to go and take him off.
Oh well, you know, it is what it is. You were worried about that, and if somebody went and ticked him off, then it's that might not have been the best possible scenario for you. But after all, but still, even with that loss, I can almost guarantee you a pretty good contenders match for either the World or Platinum Dragon Championships. I have to wait to see what others, of course, do, whether they win or lose, but right now I would say it is one of the top two titles for absolute sure. So with that being said, talk to me about what it would mean to regain either of those titles.
Oh, at this point I'm setting records and pushing them further along, especially with the world that I have to look at what the possibilities are. You know, if I get the chance to go for the world, am I going against Griff again? Or am I going against Sheik? That's an interesting story there. And then there's Platinum Dragon. Is it against Dez, who took it from me, or is it from Mithras, who I managed to keep it from once? Neither one of those was an easy match for me. Each one had its own story. Either way, there's a lot of asses in seats, and there's a lot of interest to actually look at that match and see what happens if it does come to fruition. But I do have to, you know, look at what the possibilities are for who I would have to get past for number one contendership. You know, there's DW, who got her Platinum Dragon contendership over me. There's Mithras. Again, there's a history there. A lot of hard-fought matches. These are things that I have to look at. Sheik's still up there. If he doesn't get the world belt, he could be in the mix. You know, at this point, it's really just a balance of watching my step and watching where I go, because any one match could be the big match, and any one match could make all that hard work and that extra points win dust.
And yeah, that was huge. The winning the extra point tournament, which got you where you're sitting right now in the rankings. We will find out exactly what the final tally is next week. But I can almost guarantee it is one of those two contender matches. Which one it will be, it all depends on the results of other matches from Philadelphia Freedom that are still up in the air. So we shall see. With that being said, Vex, would you like to find out who you are facing tomorrow on Superstars?
Oh, always. Randall Draws. Man, he's such a big fan of mine right now. Just really, really pulling at the skirt.
All right, let's find out. Hold on, I had it right there.
Hey, when you make that many sounds before you actually say anything. Did you laugh? Are you laughing? He's laughing.
I'm not, Dave,
he's laughing.
Not evilly, not too bad. I just find this a very interesting matchup, as tomorrow you'll be taking on the Mystic Maniac.
You know, I've been looking to get my hands on him. That's so funny. Oh, yeah. You think he complained before?
yeah. That should be. It should be very interesting, to say the least. Consider all things considered, it will be Lady Vex versus Mystic Maniac tomorrow on Superstars. So. Let's see here. Just out of curiosity, you said Mr. Draw has not been very kind to you in recent weeks. Who are you opening? Taking on Uncle Frank in the first match of the period. So a fellow Hall of Famer,
yeah.
Former world champion. So definitely can't overlook good old Uncle Frank there. So, Uncle Frank the Mystic Maniac, that's your schedule thus far this period. Not too bad. Could be worse.
I mean, you know, last period I opened it with Denzel, Kayla, Paragon. So, yeah, could be worse.
All right. But, anywho, Vex, good luck to you tomorrow against Misty. I have a problem calling a man Misty, but apparently that's his nickname. Misty? Is that what?
Well, he kind of resembles a thin, empty, fragrant cigarette, doesn't he? Like smoking straws.
Oy vey. I think I had a few of those back in the day. Of course, I don't remember much about it, but anyways. Thank you, Vex, very much, and good luck tomorrow against Mystic Maniac, and hopefully next week we will find out where you finish in that top four, because I can guarantee you definitely top four.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Next up, I want to bring in – hold on a second. I just got a text. Ah, all right. Interesting. So – El Vacant, guess who's coming on next? Will he come on the first time?
Oh, no. That'll never happen.
Well, hopefully. Let's find out.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the chance that I went to, it ain't that holy. So strike me down, take me away, set to do, it's time to pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Mr. R.A.W.F. He is a Judgment. Judgment, good evening. Judgment. Judgment.
Yeah,
I told you.
No, there he is. He showed up. He's here. You lose.
Here.
Ha-ha. Judge, good evening, sir.
Yes. Good evening, Amadeus. Good evening.
With that being said, Judge, we do not know the results of your Liberty Bell match yet, so we really can't discuss anything that's happened there till next week.
There's a little problem with the Liberty Bell match.
You want to talk about the Liberty Bell match?
It's got a little din in it already. I thought the Liberty Bell would be solid, but it was a little soft.
Well, at any rate, that is what it is.
We're going to put 2 dents. We'll put 2 dents in it. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, have fun with that. If you've already done it, I suppose there's no no point in letting worrying about it getting any more worse for wear.
He's,
so
he's laying down. I'm waiting on the referee to count him out. He's laying there unconscious. The guy's laying there unconscious, and I you know, TPO is laying there just unconsciousness.
And so judge,
he's laying on the ground. I'm standing here. Yes.
Judge, I have a concern.
Yes, I'm having a
concern.
Well, a specific concern. You know, I have plenty of concerns when it comes to Judge, but there's a, you know, Judge, you're Mr. RAWF. You know, that's what you call yourself. That's your moniker. But how long has it been since you've held RAWF gold?
Oh, you got a joke.
What's that?
I'm allowing other people to have the belts right now.
You're allowing other people to have the belts. Is that what it is? Are you
I'm
sure?
Allowing them, I'm allowing them to hold the belts right now fully. Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that's the case,
if I want a belt, I'll go get a belt right now.
Well, what? I mean, you're going to do what?
If I want a belt, I'll go challenge somebody right now and get a belt.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess you don't need to know that the championship committee selected you as to challenge Denzel the Giant for the Saturday night title. I can message the committee back and say you declined.
I'm getting gold tonight. Hey.
You accept the challenge. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes, I accept the challenge. I accept the challenge. The championship committee, on behalf of the championship committee, I accept the challenge. Yes, I do, championship committee. Yes.
You accept it on behalf of the championship committee. Shouldn't you be accepting it on behalf of yourself? And so?
Well, they bestowed it upon me. They bestowed it upon me, so I'm be happy to have it to be taken on from them.
All right, so El Vacant, at the top of the hour, you'll be calling the match with Doc Dillinger. It will be Denzel the Giant taking on Judgment for the Saturday Night Championship. Your thoughts on that matchup, El Vacant?
I don't even know where to begin. Look, Denzel the Giant is a very, very large individual, and you know that means something if I'm going to say it, right? You know, he's pretty strong. He's a pretty big guy. Judgment is not any of those things. But, you know, he's very wily. He's very crafty. I've seen him beat some very large individuals before. You know, so I think if he goes in there and is smart and, you know, doesn't try to go, you know, strength for strength with Denzel, then, yeah, he has a good chance.
All right. Well, Judgment, anything you'd like to say to Denzel before the match here in about 12 minutes?
Just go on, Giselle. I'm gonna give you this. You got 12 minutes just to hand the belt over and save yourself an embarrassment for tonight. Why is this thing beeping? What does beeping mean? When the hiss, your hiss is a beeping. I don't understand what you're beeping, Amadeus. But you got to do this, and you got to make sure you get it. You're beeping. Your hiss is beeping. It's going beep 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 beep. But Denzel, be ready because I'm gonna get you, Denzel. I'm gonna get you, Denzel. And when I do, I'm just bring the belt on to me, Denzel, because I need to keep the belt on me.
All right. Well, let's spin the wheel and find out who Judge faces tomorrow on Superstars. You take on Leo. That's his name, Leo, Judge. That is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars.
He's pretty tough.
He's not. He's not wrong. So, all right. That is your opponent tomorrow. But tonight, here in just a few short minutes, you will have your shot at the Saturday Night Championship against Denzel the Giant. We'll get to that in just a few minutes. But, Judge, good luck to you tonight. We'll talk to you after the match, all right? All right. Good enough. With that being said, we're going to take a quick song break. When we return, the Saturday Night Championship match will happen. It will be Denzel the Giant versus Judgment. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network.
feel I can't carry anymore. I'm waiting for somebody else to carry me. There's nothing to fear for me at my door. All the people I know aren't who they used to be. And if I try to change my life one more day, there would be nobody else to save. And I can't change into a person I don't wanna be. So, oh, it's Saturday night.
Whoa!
And we're back. This is RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network. El Vakich, you might want to get down to ringside because in just a few short moments, we will be having our Saturday Night Championship match between Denzel the Giant and Judgment. Judgment, are you ready? Are you prepared to go and face Denzel for the Saturday Night Championship? Judge, are you there? Okay. Apparently, yes, he is ready. All right. So, El Vakich, go down to ringside. We will have that match. Denzel, are you ready, sir? Please confirm in the chat.
Ready.
Please. All right. Ready. Good. I heard you, Judge. We hear you. And Denzel confirming. So, I am hitting, ringing the bell and sending it down to Doc Dillinger at ringside with El Vakich. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your Saturday Night Championship match. It is Denzel the Giant, the huge man, versus Mr. RAWF Judgment. It is for the Saturday Night Championship. Can Judgment win his first RAWF championship in quite a while? Denzel is now coming out strong, hip toss, collar and elbow tie, elbow strike, a cutter, and a cruel hair beel. He is tearing it up already, tearing it up on Mr. RAWF, El Vakich.
Oh, and then he follows up with that vicious DDT. With a man that big, that's a lot of weight behind that.
Denzel the Giant looking strong here early in the early going. Let's see what the Hall of Famer has in his arsenal. Elbow strike now by Mr. RAWF. A flying head scissors, a cutter. Judgment with responding with some offense of his own. Flying elbow drop and a Canadian destroyer. A nice round, a nice offensive by the challenger, El Vakich.
Yeah, very, very nice.
That is one some of the best.
You can be quite that nimble.
But the champion returns the favor, head off the turnbuckle, and a basement drop kick. A slingshot elbow strike. And a back body drop. And then another DDT. Ooh, that is two DDTs now that Judgment has taken from the big Denzel the Giant. That can't be good for Judgment's brain.
Good. Another one. Oh, my God. He's just trying to cave in his skull.
Ouch. He is just taking it to Mr. RAWF right now. Denzel looking like the dominant giant champion that he is. Judgment's going to have to pull out from his bag of tricks somewhere. He really needs to get his shit together, I guess you could say.
Yeah, he's in a hole right now.
After three DDTs, what's the first thing Judgment does? A headbutt. But it works. It seems to have some effect on the Giant. Follows up with a side headlock, a spine buster.
A blockbuster followed up by my God, he lifted him up and got him up into a brainbuster. That's an incredible show of power on Judgment's side.
Judgment now, and champion Judgment goes, or European uppercut, Judgment blocks it. Here comes the challenger now. Brutal elbow strike. Flying head scissors. Cutter. Maybe we overestimated what the effect those DDTs would have on Judgment, El Vakich.
Well, I mean, hitting Judgment in the head is sort of like hitting me in the foot. Like, what's the point of that?
Oh, but he goes for a flying elbow drop, crashes the mat, and the champion's taking advantage. And a nice, relentless offense now by the challenger. Back rake. Hammerlock. Oh, tangled in the ropes. STF. Ugh. He's just mauling.
Dragon Sleeper. Went for the pin.
Judgment goes for a side headlock, gets that, but misses the hip toss. And then a Dragon Sleeper again. He's got him down. Goes for the cover. One, two, 3, Denzel the Giant is still your Saturday night champion. It looked like there for a while that Judgment could get back into that one, El Vagant, but it was not to be. The massive Denzel the Giant still your Saturday night champion.
Yep, that is the case. So, you know, good match for Judgment, but your winner and still Denzel the Giant. Congratulations, champion.
And Denzel the Giant, we take it now back up to Lord Amadeus in the studio. Well, good match, Judge. Good match, Denzel. It was exciting. Definitely some good moments in that match. But Denzel the Giant, still your RAWF Saturday Night Championship. Denzel, your next scheduled title defense will be August 14th here on After Hours. So you get a good month now to rest up, to prepare for your next opponent, whoever that may be. All right, so we await El Vacant return. While we await El Vacant's return, let's bring back in the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, good evening again.
Good evening, LA.
So, been a while, my friend. I know you've been off off doing your thing, promoting RAWF, and of course a big match at Philadelphia Freedom that's still ongoing, Triple Crown Championship match between yourself, Knox Boogie, and I believe the Unsettled Chris Cage is still ongoing, so we really can't too much talking about that, but we can at least touch on the fact this is the second pay-per-view in a row where you've been involved in the Triple Crown title match against Knox Boogie, the reigning champion. The third member is different this time in the Unsettled Chris Cage. The match is still yet to be, so we can basically still talk about it, at least what you think is going to happen tonight when it's Knox Boogie, yourself, and Chris Cage.
Well, I think that it's a pretty interesting situation because, as we saw last month, Knox Boogie and myself, we're not going to hold back against each other. This is going to be a situation where if Knox Boogie is going to lose that championship, he's going to lose that championship. There's no teammates helping each other to defend the title situation going on here. I with that being said, all due respect to Chris Cage, who is begrudgingly, I'd have to admit, has been pretty impressive for a while now. This is not going to be the match for him. Chris Cage, a wily mental games player. When you go up against somebody like Knox Boogie and myself, that kind of intimidation and that kind of getting inside of your head strategy is not going to work. Supreme confidence from myself, tactical mastery from Knox Boogie. These are the two kryptonite ideologies to the strategy of Chris Cage. I think that this is going to be a match between myself and Knox Boogie pretty quickly. Last month I was not so fortunate, as I've highlighted in the past. Knox Boogie is, there's a bit of a rock, paper, scissors game of the Opaque Brotherhood, and I always beat Killer Neptune, but Knox Boogie always beats me. And this is proven on a number of occasions. A couple of years back, Knox Boogie defeated me to win the RAWF World Championship, this Triple Crown Championship. Last month was not the first time he's defended a Triple Crown Championship against me in the same match. In his prior Triple Crown Championship run, he defended the title against me as well. This is an obstacle I really have to get around, and I think that there's probably a bit of a mental block on my own behalf. I don't like to go after my own family, and I think that I kind of have to look at Knox Boogie as any other opponent as opposed to my brother if I want to go into this match and successfully win, because there's two different roads you can go down with family. There's either the confidence of knowing them so well that you can basically count yourself as bulletproof, which is the situation that often comes in my matches with Killer Neptune. And then there's the opposite. There is this person who has constantly challenged you your whole life, and it adds an extra layer of nervousness to every encounter, every match that you have with this person, where you constantly second-guess yourself, you doubt what you're doing because you think that this person is going to be a step ahead of you. And that is the situation that I find myself against Knox Boogie, and that's the situation I'm going to have to avoid if I want to become the Triple Crown champion once again.
All right. Well, again, that match is not that match is still we do not know the result as of yet. We will hopefully know next week on that case. But since you're here, would you like to spin the wheel and find out who you face tomorrow on Superstars?
I think I would, Ally.
All right. I like the enthusiasm. Tomorrow on Superstars, the Paragon of Greatness to take on the writer, Johnny Blaze. That is your opponent tomorrow on Superstars, El Vacant. Or not El Vacant, sorry, Paragon.
No, not me.
Not you.
I'll take the compliment. I envious of the pecs, El Vacant.
No, thank you. Have you noticed? I've been working out even more. I had a couple new workouts. You know, it's funny. Do you know who gave them to me?
Who's that?
Midgers.
Oh, well, that would explain a lot.
Yeah, he happened to catch me working out, and he was like, wait, that's bad form. Let me show you. And he was right. I got to tell you, I've been noticing a lot of improvements.
Mithras is the guy to go to for that type of information. But we're not here on RAWF bodybuilding advice. We're here on After Hours. Johnny Blaze, that was my opponent. I've got to say this, Johnny Blaze, I'm not going to lie. I am confident in this situation, but I do not want to get ahead of myself. That's exactly how you fall into a pit. This is what you could call a trap game. If you come in and you're just 100% sure that you're going to win a match, that you're looking past an opponent, that's how you spiral into a very bad run. Johnny Blaze, keep your head up because I'm going to go into this match fully focused.
But I'd also be remiss if I didn't mention who your opening match for this rankings period was. It is possibly, he could possibly be world champion. We don't know. But it is the Teflon Sheik. Talk to me about having to open the period against Sheik.
I honestly feel betrayed by Mr. Randy M. Draw because I have championed this guy from day one. Everybody has had nothing but negative things to say, and I've sung the praises. This is an unsung hero here in RAWF. Randy M. Draw does a lot of heavy lifting in this company, and then to be stabbed in the back. The first rankings period, the first match of the period, this dictates how you're going to feel for the entire month. If you lose that first rankings period, a lot of people, they're gonna look at this as a scrapped month. If they lose their very first match, we're done. I'll pack it up for a month, take some time off. There's always the next game. And I get somebody like Teflon Sheik, who I want to be 100% clear. I love every opportunity to beat the living hell out of Teflon Sheik. But you get an opponent that makes you really have to get on your toes. You go out there, it's a coin flip if you're going to be starting in the negative here. Teflon Sheik defeats me in this match. I've got a hole to dig out of if I want to get to the top of the rankings period by the end of this month. As we all know, losing even one match oftentimes is devastating to your chances of getting a World Heavyweight Championship opportunity. All I can do is, keep focused, make sure that I give everything that I can to this match with Teflon Sheik. And hell, I mean, by the time that match finishes, there's a chance that I may be defeating the World Heavyweight Champion in the very first rankings match. And talk about the opposite side of that coin. You could start off in a pit, but how does the momentum reflect back on you if you open a rankings period by defeating the World Heavyweight Champion? There's a lot of narratives. There's a lot of storylines that come out of this particular situation. It's a lot of fun to watch for the fans. And as a strategic mind and somebody who just loves to see all of the different story elements and possibilities that can come out of a match, you do have to love that, even if you're going to be a little bit mad at Mr. Draw for setting you into a situation to fail.
Well, we will find out, Paragon, what happens against the Teflon Sheik, against Johnny Blaze, and, of course, the Triple Crown title match. Will you walk out of Philadelphia Freedom as Triple Crown champion? We hopefully find out next week. With that being said, Paragon, thank you for your time, and we will talk to you again hopefully next week.
I should be there. I'm glad to be back.
All right. So, El Vacant, we need to talk a little bit about Cosa Nostra now at this point. As, of course, as you know, Aggie, who we heard from earlier, along with Moxie, Papa Shaker, Luke Cage, and I'm probably forgetting someone else in Cosa Nostra, but right now those are the main players I want to discuss right now is Luke Cage, who before was the power players, but then had some run-ins with Aggie, if you will, had a situation with Aggie that Aggie had some influence, changed him to this Hell Machine persona that he's been taking on lately. But it does seem like Papa Shaker has more influence over Luke Cage. I don't know if you've noticed, but he seems to have a lot of influence over Luke Cage as opposed to Aggie these days. Have you taken a notice to that?
I have noticed that. In fact, honestly, I've noticed that Papa Shaker seems to have more influence over that entire stable than Aggie, which is a little weird.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen with that situation, though. But Shaker's definitely had a different influence on Luke, the Hell Machine, if you will, as of late, as opposed to what Aggie brings to the table as an influence. We will find out. That situation is something to keep an eye on, to say the least. We will find out what happens with that going forward. All right. So with that being said, let's now bring on, let's go with the lovely Midnight Hobo and Hatfield McCoy champion. She still holds both titles, even though both of her title matches are still ongoing at Philadelphia Freedom. I'm sure you would be upset if I didn't bring her on. So
yeah, my lap would get cold.
His own Maeve O'Hare now joining us on After Hours. Good evening, Maeve.
Bossman, why are you trying to kill me?
I'm sorry? What did I do now?
You shouldn't be if you're trying to kill her.
How am I trying to kill you? What did I do now?
Have you I know you've looked at the schedule because you were just talking about it.
Okay.
You're gonna send us to Florida in July, and then you're gonna have us do a pay-per-view in August in feckin' Puerto Rico.
By the way, for the record, the way things work, that means probably for all the shows between then and there are probably all gonna be down in that area.
See?
Yeah.
You're trying to kill me.
But would you? I can't have a pay-per-view called Tropical Aggression and put it in Antarctica. Okay?
You've never done a show in Antarctica. Don't tease me.
What, you want to go to Antarctica?
I'd rather go to Antarctica than second Florida. You know what they have in Antarctica?
They're cold-blooded people. They're
All right, man.
I'm not going to Antarctica.
I tell you what. Hold on. You want me to make it up to you? I can do that right now.
You're not going to make it up to me. You're just going to make it worse.
Oh, okay. Then I guess I'll scratch off Dublin, Ireland for Cataclysm pay-per-view in September. We'll have to have it in England.
Nope. You already said we were going to Dublin. You can't take that one back.
Yeah, but I didn't say whether it be for Superstars or for the pay-per-view.
You just now said it. Everyone heard you.
No, I said I can scratch it off. I can take it back.
Which means that it's on the list.
Well, you will be going to Dublin Island. It just might be for Superstars. Mm-hmm. I think I think maybe for Cataclysm we should go Hawaii.
I mean, I could actually back that. Hawaii in September is not too bad. I like Hawaii.
Bossman, why are you like this?
You started it.
Wait, I know how to fix this. Here, wait, watch. Just start here. Take this and just wave it in front of him. Just tell him if he wants his Twinkie, he has to be good.
Doesn't work. I'm actually quite sick of Twinkies now. I'm on a different kick.
I don't think I want to wave a Twinkie at him.
Good point.
That don't sound right.
Does that kick happen to be, I don't know, cheesesteak burrito?
No.
Actually?
No.
Oh. Because I have those too.
I mean...
Tell you what, boss man. You can make it up to me by giving me just a tiny little bump in the salary to pay for all the extra sunscreen I'm going to need.
Okay.
What?
Fine.
You're so fail. We're going to have to dip you in 30 ways to keep you
protected. I give you all sunscreen. I give everyone sunscreen.
I have never once been given sunscreen for free. Where is the sunscreen? Where am I not going?
Medical. You can get that stuff. Yeah, exactly what he said.
Why did no one tell me this?
Have you seen how pale you are? I figured you just you went to that stuff like a magnet. I didn't think I had to tell you.
I have seen how pale I am. That's why I'm so upset about all these tropical places he keeps sending us.
So anywho, Cataclysm will be in Dublin, Ireland in September. So I mean, that's got to be.
This is why you're my favorite boss.
Now I'm her favorite. Okay. All right.
Yeah, she survives the tropics. She gets to go home.
I mean, Puerto Rico is a nice place to go. I don't understand why everyone. Oh, Lord.
Wait, I have a question because I don't think I've ever actually. I don't know where we're performing in Puerto Rico. There's a couple options. Are we in the indoor stadium or the outdoor stadium?
The Coliseo de Puerto Rico.
Indoor. Okay, good. No, they have air conditioning. You'll be okay.
You know, I never needed air conditioning until I started working here. Never
once. Yeah, because you grew up on a frozen island.
Ireland is not frozen, excuse you.
I'm sorry, you're right. It's only frozen 7 months out of the year.
We very rarely get snow. I'll have you know. Especially not in Dublin.
No, you also very, very rarely get over like 20 degrees Celsius.
Why would you
want to? I know you're waiting with bated breath on who you will face tomorrow on Superstar. So would you like to spin the wheel?
It depends. I got a bet going with Vexy. Where is Mr. Draw from?
There is no Mr. Draw. What are you? I don't know who this Randy M. Draw you people come up with. Who is that? Never heard of him.
Apparently you're Prime Booker.
Who built this wheel for you? Who built your wheel?
I ordered it on Amazon.
Oh, so he works for Jeff Bezos. No wonder he's such a dick.
Do you want to know or
anyway,
not?
Anyway, yes, I would like to spin the wheelie thingy. All right, wait. Before you tell me, Vacant, do you have a drink for me? Because I'm sure I'm going to need it.
Yes. Cerveza?
I don't like beer.
No.
You got something stronger.
Oh, see, I have tequila.
All right, I'll take that.
All right. Because I think by the look on his face, you're going to need this. So here.
I probably am.
I mean, it could be the toughest match you had in ages. I'm being honest with you here. Tomorrow on Superstars, you face the Russian Hammer.
You know, with a lead-up like that, I really thought it were going to be harder.
That's what she said?
You know, I haven't had occasion to say that lately, thankfully. So my apologies to any of the lasses or lads out there who have had to say that, because that sounds terrible. But no, I've faced Russian Hammer before, and he's tough. But, I mean, the way you're talking, I thought it were going to be English or, I mean, it couldn't be Paragon of Exe because I already know who they're facing. Or, like, have to face Sheik Lad again, for feck's sake.
Tomorrow it is the Russian Hammer. That is your opponent on Superstars tomorrow. Let's see. Who did you open with, though? Who was the match you had or have scheduled for the first?
I've got Big Bell, and he keeps shooting at me.
You have the random Saturday night. What's that?
I'm like this far from him, and he keeps yelling. He doesn't have an indoor voice. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that. I mean, he was pretty loud in the match earlier. So, yeah. All right. But
he also keeps calling me a midget, which feels like it's not quite politically correct. And also, I'm like 5'10". Like, I know that he's big, but I'm not that small.
To him, most everybody's a midget, except for people like El Vacant and Griff, you know. But even then, he still calls them midget. So it's not like he discriminates. He calls everyone.
Did you just put Griff in the same boat as I am in the big category?
Well, he's pretty tall.
He's half a foot shorter than I am.
Well, oh, wow, look at you down
more,
there, Flora.
Actually.
Yeah, I think that's my cue to leave. Because if I don't, I'm going to get myself in trouble. Good night, folks.
He's not as short as the redhead here. No, you can stay. It's good. My lap will get cold. You stay. He's not as short as the redhead here, but, I mean, he's not a giant by any means.
I think I need another drink, Jacob.
All right. Well, Maeve, thank you for your time tonight, and hopefully next week we'll be able to discuss whether you still are Midnight Hobo and or Hatfield and McCoy champion. We'll find out hopefully next week.
You know, McCorkra, it's funny that someone who goes around calling himself Big Purple doesn't want to get involved in this discussion about how big lads are.
No.
Good night, boss man.
Good night,
bye.
We now turn to the man who right now is still World Heavyweight Champion. He is still Ultimate Gauntlet Champion. He is still Supreme Fighter Champion. Let's bring on. And he is the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening.
So, start with the good or the bad or the ugly?
I don't know. I thought we were having a measuring contest. I thought this became the Mates and Measures, Weights and Measures division of RAWF here a moment ago.
I think we're done with that for now. I was referring to your matches that we know about at Philadelphia Freedom. Do we start with the good, the bad, or the ugly?
Wherever you choose.
All right. Well, for that matter, we'll start with the ugly.
Can we just have a start on a really? We'll start on a fun place, and how quickly and easily I retained my first belt of the night.
Yeah, that was the ugly, because that match was terribly ugly for Strangleheart in every shape, way, form. It was certainly just it was an ass kicking. You started the night on a high, no doubt about it, defeating Strangleheart, retaining the Supreme Fighter Championship, which a few months ago, we wouldn't even think that would be a belt that you would ever hold. But it happened, and you have been pretty dominating with that Supreme Fighter Championship. The new 32-1 period has begun, and of course, as that one moves on, who are you looking at? And have you been watching the 32-1 field to see who your potential opponent could be?
I mean, it only just started, and I'm actually in it because apparently the champion is in it in this division. No, I'll be honest. I don't pay a ton of attention to that. When it's time for me to fight someone, Raven will tell me who it is, and then I'll kick their ass. That's just how this apparently works.
All right. Well, it was a dominating performance against Strangleheart, still Supreme Fighter Champion. Congratulations. The good being the win over Lady Vex, you're still the Ultimate Gauntlet champion. And of course, we have no clue when that next title defense comes. It could come a few months. It could come next week. It could come a few months from now. It all depends on if there's anybody out there that can once again run the gauntlet, which seems to happen in a not so very often, maybe once or twice a year. So that title could be around your waist for several more months at the very least. But still, a tough defense against Vex. Tell me about that match.
It was a tough defense, and she's not wrong. I mean, the match was not going particularly well for me out of the gate. I just couldn't seem to put things together. Something got in my craw a little bit and turned up the heat. So.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, but it was a very good match. Very entertaining match. It got you another W. You went two for two on your first two matches. And now the bad news. After a record 476 days of being men's champion, you were defeated. It took him 3 attempts to do it, but you were defeated by Deez. Tell me what happened in the men's championship match.
I mean, I think it's self-evident what happened. I just couldn't seem to get out of the gate. Clearly, my attention was elsewhere. Usually, I'm pretty good at focusing on the match at hand and just being in that moment. But I just couldn't. My brain, that entire match, my brain was somewhere else. It was thinking about later in the night, and his concentration was clearly on me. So, I mean, good for him. Apparently now he's finally become a man, now that he's got the men's title. So that's good. I'm sure I know he's always wanted to be a real boy. So here we go. Now he can be, I jest. Deez has been trying to come and get that title for me for quite some time. He's openly stated that it was a goal. Good for him for fulfilling that goal. Everyone's got good nights and bad nights. He got me. He was the right guy at the right time, and he broke a streak that a lot of people have been trying to break for a while. So good for him.
476 days, though, that is 68 weeks. That is 11,424 hours. I can give you minutes and seconds if you'd like. I have all that right here. But
that's hilarious if that's true.
685,440 minutes, 41,126,400 seconds.
Radio. I feel like I'm in the cast of Rent.
15 months, 19 days. Or 1 year, 3 months, 19 days.
Nice. So now, see, I could, you know, see if he feels confident in that victory enough to challenge him for a rematch. Ah, who am I kidding? He wouldn't accept anyway. It's fine.
When you hold a title belt for that long, for you know, and you're not the only person in RAWF to hold a title for that long, but when you've held that title for so long and all of a sudden you no longer have it, are you feeling any kind of emptiness, loss, or is there...
It's a little strange. No, I'm not going to lie. It's a little strange. I mean, there are other belts I've liked. There are other belts I really enjoy holding, but I kind of feel like over my time in this company, I've sort of made that belt mine. You know, I mean, while I'm not judgment and I haven't held it as many times as he has, I've certainly held it consecutively longer than anyone. In fact, I believe I've held it longer than any three people combined.
There's no doubt about that. I want to say three men's title reigns at least. And I would say that there has to be almost 3 years total put into those, all the times that you've held the title. I'll have to do some research into that. If I get a chance, I'll do some research into that and it'll be a discussion point for further shows. So, but still, we do not know what the result from the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship against the Teflon Sheik as of yet. So we can't really discuss that, but we can spin for your opponent tomorrow if you'd like.
Sure.
Let's do it. Whoa, wow. So your opponent tomorrow, he's BD2.
Good competition. He's not much of a mic worker, but he's pretty solid ring worker.
Yeah. No, I mean, it seems like he's not bad. He's not horrible. Also, let's see, who did you open up with, just out of curiosity? Because... I don't think. Where is it?
Dawn Shadow, I believe.
Dawn Shadow, that's right. Yeah, I almost think that's a pretty good starting schedule for you for this rankings period. So,
I've had considerably worse.
Absolutely, and with that being said, Arsehole of the Month. I started that a few days ago. And it's still in round one, so you are not yet in action in the Arsehole of the Month. We are waiting on round one to finish with one match, Marcus Conan versus Belt Collector. But, yeah, all right. So, Griff, we'll talk to you again next week about the outcome of the world title match. And if there's anything you wanted to cover base about, do so now.
No, I've said what I need to say.
All right. So, with that being said, folks, the Immortal Griffith, we will find out next week whether he's still World Heavyweight Champion. He's still Supreme Fighter and Ultimate Gauntlet Champion, though. So, still nothing to sneeze at. He will come out at least with two of the titles from Philadelphia Sleep. All right. Let's see here. Give me one second. Make sure I know who this person is. Yep. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, reigning Platinum Dragon Champion. He is...
Call me away. Another time to carry the colors again. My motivation and no problem.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the title machine. He is Mithras. Good evening, Mithras.
Hey, Lord Amadeus. How you doing? How's everybody doing tonight?
Doing good, Mithras. Doing good.
Doing well, even.
Well, and good, and well, yeah. And fine, and all that good stuff. But we can't really discuss your Platinum Dragon title match because it's still ongoing.
Thank God. Thank God. I have no comment about that other than to say, Deez is a rock star. He killed me in the rankings match last week, and he's doing great, obviously, at the pay-per-view. I mean, to get a win over Griffith is, you know, monumental. And I haven't checked his the tag title matches or whatever he's in elsewhere. But he's just a rock star, and he will probably become, you know, insufferable with, and I mean that with love and affection, in terms of calling himself Mr. Pay-Per-View. But he's having a great time. I mean, good for him.
It is was definitely a monumental win for Deez, no doubt about it, when he beat Griff for the Men's Title Championship at Philadelphia Freedom. So
That says a lot about Griffith. I mean, you know, if somebody's going around bragging about beating Griffith, that's not BS. That's not putting Griffith down. That's actually a compliment, you know. He should take it that way. People should take it that way. They shouldn't look at, oh, he's saying bad stuff about Griffith. No! Oh, he's proud of the win because it's a hell of an accomplishment. So, anyway, sorry, didn't mean to cut you off.
No problem, Mithras. So we can't really discuss Philadelphia Freedom, but we can at least spin the wheel and find out who you face tomorrow in Superstars, and maybe you can talk some shit about them. How's that sound?
Well, I actually have a couple of other things, if you don't
mind. Sure.
I'm not calling it tonight. Tonight, I actually had, like, an agenda. I came up with it 3 minutes ago, but I do have an agenda. Number one, and I know this doesn't count for anything, and it doesn't matter, and who cares, but I noticed the other day that there's a certain guy who is the number one ranked wrestler in all the divisions, not the rankings that you manage, but the, you know, the generated rankings. There's one guy who's at the top. And that would be me in every freaking division. It's unbelievable. I don't know how that happened. But if you go and look, it's me. And then Griffith, I think, is number three, which is interesting because I don't think he's been in the company as long as I have. So good for him. And I know it doesn't mean anything. I just thought it was an interesting little factoid that that Mithras is ranked number one in all those divisions. The other thing is that, you know, El Vacant. You know, I'm giving him some tips and I'm trying to help him out. But, you know, I think we're going to have to maybe get a little more serious about, you know, whipping him into shape, getting a little more cut, a little more, you know, reduce that body fat a little bit more. He's in great shape. I mean, you know, Elsa and Candace, they are always saying, man, he's in top shape, but you can always do better. So you might hear about me and him throwing down some iron and having some fun. Yes.
El Vacant, is this something you two have talked about and is the first you're hearing about this?
Like I said, you know, the other day I was working at the gym. He came over, he gave me some tips. They've been doing wonders for me. It's great, you know. We've been chatting a lot. Turns out we have quite a lot in common. You know, so yeah, we've been kind of hanging out.
Oh, wow, interesting. That'd be interesting to see what happens there.
He's expressed interest in the Methestra diet, you know, the sex, weights, and
protein shakes. So, don't forget the protein shakes.
Protein shake, that's right. And I'm also
sex,
right now, I know
sex,
everybody.
Sex, weights, did you say sex, weights, and protein shakes?
Yeah, see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just
there's actually a new shirt in the store. You haven't seen it? Wait, I think I have one over here somewhere. Here, look, see.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It is. It is. But anyhow, so we'll be doing that, and hopefully, you know, you'll see a bit of a changed El Vacant, and honestly, you know, having a workout partner like him will improve me, too, because, you know, it always helps to have not necessarily competition, but you know, a benchmark to measure yourself against. So those were the two things I just wanted to mention, and, you know, El Vacant, he's my amigo. Mi amigo.
All right. So, Mithras, would you like to find out who you're facing tomorrow on Superstars?
No, not really.
Okay.
Yes, sure. What the hell?
All right.
It'll be Dean. 10-1.
Well, this could be interesting. This person that you are facing tomorrow on Superstars has gone by many names in recent weeks. I believe Joey Almost, Joey Jobs, but right now he is calling himself Woohoo. The Pope
really
of
scary,
Pervert.
Yeah, you know what's really scary is I know who he is. I've had matches with the guy before, not in RAWF, so those don't matter. But, yeah, it's kind of creepy. All right, well, we'll see.
Well, I know he's been doing work in the indies, and apparently he's kind of lost his mind.
Go-go-pops?
Yeah. That's one way to put it. That's a nice way to put it.
Well, I'm always nice.
All right.
Nice.
But,
woohoo
the perv. All right. Yeah, I did see what you did there. Woohoo the perv. All right. Well, we'll see how that goes. You know, lucky for him, he's got a big name. Maybe it'll help his career a little bit. Just be win or lose, it'll help his career. So not that I'm being egocentric here or anything, but, you know, look, facts are facts, for God's sake.
Got to put him in the limelight.
All
yeah.
right,
yes,
Mithras.
Would put him
thank
in the limelight. Yes.
All right. Well, Mithras, thank you for joining us. Good luck tomorrow against the Pope of Pervert.
He may be the Pope of Pervert, but I'm Episcopalian, so we don't believe in the Pope. The other thing is that. Do you want a minute to digest that?
You don't believe in that? Look, I've seen him in person. He's definitely real. Like, he's not a figure.
No, I'm Episcopalian. We don't believe in the Pope. Okay. Never mind.
Like,
anyway.
He's like the Easter Bunny?
This is too highbrow. Anyways, another thing is that just one of my goals for you to know about Amadeus, and it probably shouldn't even tell you this, but I'm going to, is that I'm trying to shoot for staying in the top 5 all year, if not probably the top 10. So we'll see if I can do that because you got me interested in that last year. And, you know, titles come and go, but rankings are rankings.
Thank you for getting me onto that. Well, you certainly have been on a tear over the last year, 2 years, so there's no doubt about that. And last we checked, which was a couple months ago, you were number one in the overall rankings. I will probably be checking those after this current rankings period ends, and we'll probably give you an update on that here in about a month or so.
Awesome. I mean, you know, it's just one of those things that it's like a leaderboard, and there's no other leaderboards around. So it's kind of neat, and I appreciate, and I hope everybody appreciates how much you do to maintain that. That's not an easy, I think, calculation to come up with. So thank you from everybody, for doing it.
All right. Thank you, Mithras. Stick around for a second. We're going to do promos here in a bit. But a couple things I wanted to touch base on real quick. Kind of mentioned this last week at Philadelphia Freedom. I'm going to mention it again tonight. We were just talking about the rankings with Mithras. He was talking about how calculations. If anyone wants to know their rankings and why they're ranked where they are and whatnot, two things you can do. One, message me directly. I am more than happy to explain why you are ranked or not ranked for any given reason. I have never been afraid to do such a thing. You can message me at any time for this. And also, it might be a good idea, if you haven't in a while, to go and read the rankings, the RAWF rankings concept. It is the first thing right below the RAWF logo on the main page. Everybody should at least on occasion in RAWF read the company concept just to familiarize themselves with the rules of RAWF. But if you do have an issue with your rankings, it is always best to message me. None of my other GMs, none of them, have any information on the rankings but me. So none of them will be able to help you or give you any information about why you are ranked or ranked.
That's not quite true. They can message me and I can tell them where they were last week.
Oh, shoot.
And then link them to your inbox so they can figure out why.
I just felt the need to say that one more time, once again, and hopefully everyone gets the picture. RAWF company concept is always a good read for everyone in RAWF on occasion. So, wow. All right. Reminder, everybody, the Insane Mofo Division right now taking new signups. Our new signup, Aggie, he'll be here hopefully next week to explain more about the Insane Mofo Division. And hopefully next week we also have Philadelphia Freedom results. Let's go around the horn now for our promotions, and I will start with Maeve. Maeve, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
I would like to promote medical because apparently those blessed people are giving out free sunscreen, so they're my new best friends.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. Appreciate that. Mithras, what would you like to promote tonight?
Well, going back to what we were talking about earlier, the Festra diet, you know, sex, weights, and protein shakes. You know, you need any information on that, don't talk to RAWFG and talk to me. We're now El Vacant. He's going to be doing like a multi-level marketing thing with it. So we'll talk about that later.
All right. Thank you, Mithras. Paragon, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Yes, earlier when I was talking about the Ultimate Gauntlet, it was pointed out to me that there are a couple of people that are currently on the list that are inactive. I'm going to converse with some of the other GMs, find out the most fair way to deal with this situation. I will get back to you. So anyone who is listening right now, make sure that even if you are currently on the list, to check the company message that I will send out later, because there may be some sort of situation where you have to reconfirm in order to keep your spot that you currently have on the list.
All right. Thank you, Paragon. El Vacant, what would you like to promote tonight?
So due to the popularity of them, we have decided that at least for the ongoing foreseeable future, that the cheesesteak chalupa will be staying on the menu.
Yes.
So feel free to please come. What? I'm sorry, what?
Nothing. Go ahead. Continue.
Sorry. You're good? You all right? Do you need a napkin?
Just fine.
That's fine. Right. So as I was saying, they will be on the menu for the foreseeable future. So please come down to the trucks. Get yourself a nice steaky, cheesy goodness fried up in a nice doughy ball. It's great. They're just amazing.
All right. Thank you, El Vacant. Judge, anything you would like to promote tonight? Judge.
I have nothing to promote tonight.
Okay. Thank you,
just
Judge.
Get in there and sign up for your – make sure you get in there. I do want to promote. Yeah, I promote. Make sure you get in there and you sign up for Hatfield McCoy because it's going to start soon. Get in there now. Get in there. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Judge. Vex, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Oh, good music. Yeah. I like to promote good music and, summers in Puerto Rico and maybe this fall in Ireland. I like it.
Okay. That's good. I like it. And last but not least, the Immortal Griffith.
Well, apparently we're out here in the green room spitballing about what the next menu item should be over here for the taco truck. You might want to take notes there. Oh, I already am. Trust me. I saw. So, but other than that, honestly, I don't really have a lot to promote. So I'm just going to go with this. When the owner of the company takes time out of his day to explain to you how his company works, maybe, just maybe, you should, I don't know, listen.
Thank you, Griffith. All right, folks. Next week, final Philadelphia Freedom results. Hopefully, final rankings for this period. Contender matches will be announced. All kinds of good stuff coming our way next week right here on RAWF After Hours. Make sure you're here. Be here or be something. We'll see you all next week right here on the Back to Basics Radio Network. Say abacus, El Vacant.
Adios, El Vacant. What?
I said abacus. No, you
abacus?
Got it wrong.
Why am I talking about counting?
Good night, everybody. Oh, wait. Oh, extra points tournament sign-ups are closing, Unstoppablebot just told me to tell everybody. All right, so if you haven't signed up for the extra points tournament, you're probably SOL unless you go there right now. Good night, everybody. This has been RAWF After Hours on the Back to Basics Radio Network.